Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. Your other junks are brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the junkies. Just go to cropmetcalf.com if you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. Special thanks to Crop. They came out yesterday and diagnosed an issue that I was having in my garage. Had a funky smell. I didn't know what it was. Couldn't tell what it was. It smelled like burning plastic and or rubber, so I was concerned. Of course, the fine folks at Crop came out, diagnosed it. Freezer kaput, dead. Just dead.
Freezer's
gotta
out.
Got to get a new freezer. Had to throw out a bunch of food.
Oof.
So these are the trials and tribulations that we're put through.
So all the food went bad, basically.
No, because I saved some of it, but I mean, I only have limited space in the indoor freezer. That's what the outdoor freezer is for, is storing like a gigantic pack of chicken I get from Costco or whatever.
Right.
But it's gone. I'm going to have to drag it to the dump and throw it in the freezer graveyard.
Cost of doing business.
Yeah. It's we've had it for a while. It just served its lifespan and now it's done.
It's a luxury you had.
Yeah.
I don't know if you grew up with one. We didn't have one growing up.
Did I have a freezer in my garage?
I don't feel like any of the Bowie homes had a freezer or refrigerator. You guys did? Oh, you guys were like ballers.
We definitely had a freezer in the garage, just amongst so much other junk. Just loaded with stuff that we didn't need. Kind of like my current garage.
Well, when you said smell, I immediately thought of mouse.
No,
whenever we have a smell in the garage, it's usually a dead mouse.
I've been a homeowner for 20 plus years. I know the difference between dead mouse smell and weird, can't really identify what it is smell. This was the latter.
Hey, at least they came out to do something that was necessary, because I feel like the last time you had them come out, you had some sort of smell in a drain.
Oh, yeah. I did have a smell in a drain.
And it was nothing.
And their solution was, you got to run some water down the drain more than once every like 5 years.
Right.
But again, Crop Metcalf. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good people. By the way, I bothered Ben from Crop Metcalf. I'm guessing he's on vacation in Ireland, because I texted him. I was like, hey, man, I apologize. Got an issue. Can I set up an appointment? He didn't get back to me for hours. And I was like, this is not like Ben. Ben's usually very responsive. Something must be amiss. Something must be going on. I wake up the next day. Of course, Ireland is what, 6 or 7 hours ahead of us? So I texted him in the middle of the night, unbeknownst to me. Then the next morning, of course, he responds.
He's such a big silly. He travels a lot.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. Well, spring break for a lot of kids right now.
Okay. Why? Well, I never took a spring break trip to Ireland, so I mean, I guess maybe he's on a golf trip. I don't know, but it was very nice of him to get back to me, because I bothered him on his trip. Is the bottom line. Speaking of trips, EB is back from his trip to the heartland, Kansas City.
I actually say it was a nice trip. The downside is I didn't get back till like 12:30 last night, so I'm like functioning on like cake sleep. You know, after a poker tournament, I got like 4 hours.
That's brutal. Four hours is not great.
And I barely made my connector too. It was a tight connection.
And we connect back from Kansas City. That's
hard because you can't book a flight like prior to like 6:30, 7 o'clock, because you know you don't know how long you're going to be in the.
Is that because did you leave late because the tournament went late?
Yeah, you just never know. You never know. Like we were actually done at 3,
right?
But you just don't know. You might not be done till 4 or 5. You just don't know. So you can't. You're not really even allowed.
It's kind of weird to have the tournament ends on a Monday, not on a Sunday.
Yeah, they're usually. Honestly, they're usually Fridays, or they're usually Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
Sometimes, like this week, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last week, it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm.
So it's just wild. We had a connection in O'Hare,
oof,
and it was hairy because we were supposed to land at gate E, and we had to get to gate B in 20 minutes.
Ooh.
It's a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
And then it didn't help that we were on the tarmac for 20 minutes.
Mm.
So it was... Luckily, though, they changed the gate because they saw there were about 15 of us that had to hit that connector.
Mm-hmm.
So we only had to just, you know, run down the hallway a little bit. They made it to the same gate. But yeah, I'm running on fumes, buddy.
I'm sure
legit
you are.
Fumes.
I know the feeling. I know it well.
There was a chance you would not make that flight and you'd have to stay an extra night in
Correct.
Chicago.
Yes. That was.
That would have sucked.
It was a very possible chance.
Yeah.
But we pulled it. We're here. And it's all good. I'm sure you guys all talked about the Masters yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as that was going on, my phone obviously was blowing up. I'm sure your guys' phones were blowing up. I was watching from the Marriott in Kansas City. I blew off team dinner, blew off everything. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't. Are you kidding? I can't.
Yeah.
Team dinner.
You had to work.
I mean, are you kidding? There's no
Such
chance.
Such Masters I'm, Sunday drama.
There's just no way I'm leaving this room. And by the way, around 3:30, as you guys know, when Rory had a four-shot lead, I thought, yeah, probably go to the dinner, you know? And then he did whatever he did on 13. I think it was 13, right?
It was 13.
Where he put it in the water. It was just like an insane shot when he's laying up. Wild.
Mm-hmm.
But just to see, and I know you guys talked about it all day. I don't want to bore you. But just to see him overcome those demons that just come out in golf. And obviously,
the emotion at the end.
He had been wearing the pressure of that for 10, 11 years. It's not easy to overcome.
No, of course not. It's tremendous pressure.
I actually thought there were so many great storylines. I mean, originally, I would love the idea of Bryson and Rory challenging, and Bryson just couldn't get it going, unfortunately. But then Rosie to come back out of nowhere was amazing.
It was must-watch television, even for just an average golf fan like Cakes.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like
was,
I said.
Maybe even below average.
It was riveting.
My different group chats were blowing up. People just
drama.
From everywhere. The only guy I know that didn't watch it was our Bulgarian volleyball coach. He just mocks me.
Just couldn't care.
He just mocks me about golf.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big hockey guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one. He barely has heard of Rory McIlroy.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else I know watched it. I saw the Drabby put it on the outline. I saw it yesterday. I think they did something like 12.7 million viewers.
Yep.
Seems pretty good.
Which is the best
that
in
was the
seven
average.
Years.
It peaked at almost 20 million.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Just.
It's a crazy number.
Believable.
And we thought that. Was that the highest since Tiger won?
Probably. Well, he won in 19, so.
Oh, okay. So maybe.
No. Because remember, in 19, they moved the tee time up early.
That's right, because of the weather.
Yeah,
so it sounds like it was before that.
I think it was the largest since 2018. That's when Patrick Reed won. I think they did.
most watched since 2018.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And even see Patrick Reed in there was awesome for those of us that are golf geeks. But yeah, just incredible. Free entertainment.
Yep.
Yeah.
I kind of was joking with some buddies, and I was like, you understand, but we all just got entertained like all day for free. Like, unbelievable. Better than any movie.
It was incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Plus, it's limited commercials.
They had two commercials and then right back to coverage.
Yeah. The app is amazing.
And obviously, you never saw Rory react to a win. I mean, he gets fired up for the Ryder Cup, but you could see how much it meant to him.
Did you see how few words
the weight of the world was on him.
Nancy and Immelman used in the 7 minutes after he won?
I brought that up yesterday.
Did you say it?
Remember, I don't know how many words, but remember I said there was complete silence?
Yeah, for 7 minutes, they uttered 46 words.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
They let it speak for itself.
Yep.
I noticed that when Ovi scored the, you know, 895, that Locker and Joe B just let it breathe.
Yeah.
Big time.
Historic moment.
TV, you can let it breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different than the radio call.
For sure.
And the radio call, you can let it breathe to an extent when you hear the crowd.
Yeah.
when it dies down.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
No, it's just incredible. And now I actually think it might unleash the floodgates a little bit for Rory again, because he has so much ability that not only at Augusta is he maybe will he be able to break through, but anywhere. I mean, he's still at the peak of his powers.
Yeah.
The guy's getting 195 ball speed.
Maybe
he
just figured something out, even though he tried to give it away about four or five times.
I'm not sure if he figured anything out or just it was inevitable. You know, he's just so freaking good. Inevitably, he was going to win at Augusta, and he finally was able to break through all the demons. I'm not sure what he figured out, Jason, because...
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, he obviously didn't completely collapse. He tried to collapse a few times. He
tried a bunch.
But the shots he hit on 15 and 17...
There was another shot that...
Maybe he just figured something out.
It's the most schizophrenic round I've ever seen.
I can't remember what hole it was, but he put it super close to the drink.
11.
I think, yeah, it was 11. I mean, if that ball goes another 6 inches or a foot, it is
in
the water.
There. Got really lucky,
and Bryson botched it.
Bryson hit it in the water.
But at that point, he had to go for it.
It's the definition of Rory knocks at the door so many times. And
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So you get so many bites at the apple, at some point you're going to get it.
He's just too good.
Right.
But and he hits so many amazing shots. But then all those other
all the other big names, awful ones. Well, all the other big names, just they didn't want to really grab it. Rose is the only person that was balling.
Yeah, yesterday. Rose was balling. I mean, it's just such a hard course. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm sure you guys talked about it. Like the 15 green was so hard. Like on the first couple days, her balls are just bouncing off the green and guys chipping back into the water.
Yeah. It's a new green, that's why.
Yeah. It was just ridiculous.
Let's not get crazy, EB. I only watched on Sunday. I didn't see how much through the 15 green.
Well, you watched the most important.
Did you watch because you saw social media going nutty and you're like, let me see what's going on?
No, I started watching because I wanted to see if Rory would be able to close it out.
Yeah.
And then when he had a 4-shot lead, I said, he's basically got this in the bag.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pick up Chipotle.
Yeah.
I go to Chipotle 20 minutes later. I was like, I'll just look at my phone, whatever. Rory probably has a 6 or 7 shot lead at this point. I looked at my phone, and he's tied to Justin Rose.
Yeah,
I said, well, I better pick this up quick because something is brewing at Augusta National.
It was great.
Sped home. And
Rosie, props to Rosie because he balled out.
Oh,
he played amazing. He played butt on Saturday, but he balled out on Sunday.
Classy guy.
To make it
too.
Interesting.
Super classy.
Yeah, really classy.
Good dude.
It was just a great free entertainment. Just, I mean, I guess obviously we're paying our TV provider.
This is Fred Ridley. Eber, you happy with the free entertainment?
I'm so happy.
Gave you throughout Sunday.
So happy.
Thursday through Sunday.
I'm so happy, Cakes. Amazing
all right,
day.
Coming up on the Junk Show on a Tuesday, Chelsea Janes will join us coming up at 8. She's the national baseball writer for the Washington Post. That's at 8 o'clock. And Sam Bruckhaus, senior NFL analyst and data scientist. He's a super smart guy. For Sumer Sports, he'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk NFL draft and more with him. We'll get into the Junk Sports page next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.